The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Look at us, we just keep giving. Another bonus episode.
Warning. On this podcast, we take the cases seriously, but not ourselves.
Although, we may attempt to lighten the mood at times.
Our episodes contain graphic descriptions that some listeners may find disturbing. Listener discretion is advised. Ah, minis, 2 weeks on the trot. You know what it is, Neil? It's coming up to Christmas. And I truly, genuinely frighten myself with my own generosity. I say my own generosity, you know, obviously I still have to do the work for the episode, but I'm also pushing an extra edit onto you a week.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't even think about me.
Anyway, this week we talked about Paul Michael Merridge and the 2009 Thanksgiving murders that he committed. But these weren't the only murders that occurred within this family, nor was Paul the only murderer.
Oh.
According to reports, Paul's aunt, Salwa Merridge Abrams, had also plotted to kill her family.
Just plotted?
Well.
Oh.
The point I'm making is...
runs in the family.
It wasn't just a murder in the family, it wasn't just a murderer, there was also premeditation.
Yeah, okay.
By 1973, Salwa, who was an opera singer, and her husband, John Abrams, had been separated for 18 months. During this time, John, who was a pilot, had been living with a flight attendant. On Saturday, the 14th of July, 1973, Salwa asked John to come over to the house, as she needed to speak with him. Later that day, police receive a call from a friend of Salwa who had grown concerned following a phone call with her. When they arrive on scene, the family's poodle was sitting in the car in front of the house. They walk into the home and find Salwa unconscious, laid on the kitchen floor, with a .38 revolver on the counter. She was rushed to the hospital, where she would later die. John's body was found in the bedroom. Their 10-year-old daughter Melissa was in the living room, and their 14-year-old son Jack in his bedroom.
What is it with his family?
It's theorised that Salwa had placed the kids and the dog in the car, ready to go out for the day. And once John was inside the house and settled, sat in a chair, Salwa opened fire, shooting John 6 times. She most likely had the stereo blaring in an attempt to drown out the shots. After this, it's believed that Salwa went outside and brought her kids into the house one after the other.
Ah, fucking hell.
And following the murders of John, Jack and Melissa, Salwa entered the kitchen and took an overdose of pills. She then answers the phone to a friend of hers, but having already taken the pills, she starts to fall unconscious during the call. Her friend, concerned for her well-being after hearing her voice start to fade out, phoned the police. Police believe that Salwa murdered her family within the space of 5 to 10 minutes. A last will and testament was found on the table in the living room. In the letter, Salwa wrote that she wished for their bodies to be cremated, not buried. She stated that she'd taken care of both her husband and children till the end.
Literally.
Salwa and John had been married for 19 years, and for the last 2 years of her life, Salwa had been receiving psychiatric treatment. The lead investigator on this case said, quote, "I have no doubt that she loved her family, but there was no apparent chance for reconciliation." Bernard Breeskin, the conductor of the Miami Beach Symphony, said that Salwa was, quote, "one of the best mezzo-sopranos in the country." Quote, "I tried to encourage her to join larger opera companies, but she wanted to stay down here and raise her family."
And then it just went to an extreme. Like, for someone so loving and caring, and then to do that.
I mean, from what's thought is she couldn't handle the breakdown of her marriage.
What? Oh, and then she didn't want her kids to go into care, maybe. Because that's what I'm thinking. Why the kids? Why not the poodle?
Well, if Salwa would have been having a breakdown, you know, she may not have been thinking right, you know.
Yeah.
Can't really comment on why she did or didn't do something, you know.
Yeah. That's rough. But again, what is it with that family?
That is incredibly hard going.
Yeah.
On them. To have two horrific events like this.
Yeah.
I mean, anything, any type of murder or abuse or whatever, violence is tough to deal with. But this is two cases within your family.
Yeah. Like you said, with the plotting and everything.
Mm.
Fucking hell. Yeah, that is rough going for the family. Like, that's a couple of cases we've covered now where there's similarity. I'm not even going to try and say that. Where we've already covered different cases where there's been similar crimes committed by the same family. And it is a question of, is it in the gene pool? Like, one thing I want to know, why not the poodle? Why leave the poodle for a start in the cat? Where in America is this?
Florida.
Fucking hell.
Mm.
Oh, so that's done for.
And it was July.
Yeah, fuck that. So it'd have actually been kinder.
It was abuse in itself, yeah, leaving the dog there.
It'd probably been kinder to put a bullet in the dog.
Fucking hell, Neil.
Oh. No, that's I know it doesn't seem important to others, but why not the dog? Why have you just left the dog? I'm guessing the frame of mind for with the kids is didn't want them to go into care. You know, go into the system. That's usually the reason why.
Well, I mean, look, we say that a lot. I think we're kind of kinder to women with that. If this was a man, we wouldn't be, you know, because generally speaking, like a family annihilator, it's you view your family as an extension of you and
yes.
your person. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's kind of like, I can't do this anymore. We can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, not for you to say.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. People are quicker to say, when it's a bloke doing it, they're quicker to say, it's because it was his kids.
Mm-hmm.
No one else is raising
his. You felt like you had
kids.
Authority. You could do this to them.
And then, yeah, with a woman, it's more, oh, they didn't want them to go into the... She was thinking of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
She was worried about the kids.
And, of course, I don't want to downplay it. Like, she had been seeking psychiatric treatment.
Money
of course,
was spent.
Of course, that plays a part. I don't want to downplay it. But in all seriousness, like I said, if it was a man we're talking about, we would absolutely come down hard on him.
Yeah,
I'm not saying we
him.
Shouldn't, but yeah.
Yeah.
Either way, wild.
Madness.
Not the band.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.